Welcome back to another week of the AMB podcast. It's your boy Young Tamarack, and this episode doesn't exist. I'm here with some good people because my people are never not good. Let them know what it is, Stare.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Stare, aka the finesse fella, aka Papa Stare, aka the big homie by the stairs, and we back here. So let's do this right here. Let's do it. Let's do it.
And like I said, we're here with some good people because our people are never not good. This week we got the homie Austin, the creator of Man Bun Tuesdays. If you've not heard of them, it's a recent event that's been sweeping the nation. It's like now, but the creator of one of our favorite clothing brands, Solus. So give it up for Austin being on the podcast. Welcome, bro.
Crickets. Thank you guys for having me. Alistair's persistence finally
paid off. Yeah, finally paid off.
That's the one we went to school with who's creating and doing some big stuff.
Finally paid off.
Like, I gotta get him out here.
Yeah, there was a couple of weeks where I was like, man, we're just like, Austin's just never gonna do the podcast, bro. I'd be like, honestly, bro, he's just not gonna do it out there. So I mean, like, it's cool. I mean, I feel
even Sean was like, yo, you gotta get Austin out there. I said, I'm trying, bro.
Yeah. You gotta thank Leroy for that one. Cause there's only one human being I actually like seeing, and it's that guy. So
Leroy's great, man.
And Leroy, he didn't even have a sigh. He wasn't like, hey, I think you should do it for you know, the culture. He was just like, I need Alistair to stop texting me. So I need you to do the podcast. And I was like, damn it. All right. Fine. No, thank you guys for having me. For real.
Hey, that's hilarious.
I miss you guys. I haven't seen you guys in so long. I mean, you know, Alistair has a beautiful daughter. And Bryce, you're single. I don't. so much has changed.
It's great. It's exactly the way it should be, is what it sounds like, actually.
Yeah.
But to reverse and take a step back, Alistair, when I said that this episode didn't exist, you made a face. Is everything okay?
Yeah, you said it didn't exist. I was caught off guard.
Okay, no, that was a really good ad lib. That was a great ad lib.
I had to make sure that you were all right, you know, just. But yeah, man. So as always, we always kick off the podcast episode and check in with everybody. See how everybody's been, what's been going on. You know, have you been, I don't know. What's been going on with y'all? What you been up to? Alistair, what you been up to?
Me? My week's been pretty cool. Started off seeing everybody in the rack, you know, linked up at Ian's. Finally got to meet the big homie, Bob. He's a good dude.
Bob's a cool dude, man. Cool guy. Yeah, he
is. Still on a job hunt, still applying to jobs, still trying to get this certification finished, and chilling with my daughter, you know? The joy of my life. Thank you, guys. And also this week, I had my co-host check up on me. He had like a little heart-to-heart conversation. He was like, yo, man. Don't be too cool to reach out for me. I was like, oh, Bryce, like, I fuck with you too, bro.
Only Alistair can take a moment like that and then, like, make it just, like, the worst. Like, wow. That was so awful. that was so awful.
No, it's okay, Bryce.
Go ahead, man.
I know you wanted to hold that back and be like, yeah. It's just, I got you, bro. I got you. Don't worry. I got you. How about you, co-host? How was your week?
My week was cool, like they usually go. This week, I actually worked on doing a Ghana Independence skit with my homie Jay Black. And actually, like literally moments ago, it was like just put on Shade Room, actually. That's definitely like super dope to see like content that I took like a part in creating. On like a platform where like it's like not like, you know how you get like maybe 100 views on like something that you create. It's like, you know, a couple thousand views on, like, you know what I'm saying, only in like a short matter of time too. So shout out to the Shade Room for sure.
I was gonna say Jay Black is the most athletic person that is not good at any sport.
You said he's the most athletic person who's not good at any sport.
Please
break it down.
I done played football with this dude. I done played basketball with this dude. He plays every sport under the sun. Like, yeah. He plays every sport. Like, anytime I ever go to a flag football playoff game, I go to a Rockville Rec League game or whatever. Like, bro, this guy is always there. I'm like, why? Like, how do you keep getting to these locations? And he always averages either 1 point, one catch, one. Like, it's never any outstanding, like, amazing stats. It's never, you know, game-winning touchdown. It's never 100 yards receiving. It's always 2 points, six turnovers, maybe a rebound. Like, dude, just give me the ball. It's ridiculous.
Jay Black is involved, man. He's involved. What can I say? He's the mood changer.
He is a mood changer. I once witnessed this guy take a girl out on a date in a cafeteria room.
Mm. Yeah, you got to be a certain type of guy to be able to pull that off, honestly.
Charisma.
Yeah, no.
Charisma.
It has to be. Anyway, sorry to...
Nah, it's cool. It's cool.
I digress.
Other than that, man, yeah, just working on skit content, basically. Yeah, so... Like, me and Conrad also did the Rod Wave skit the other day. So, yeah, I'm just going to start doing whatever ideas come out of my head and then creating videos for them and then see how that goes. So,
bro, that was such a good idea. But y'all, you had one crucial mistake.
Ooh, lay it on me.
And that was, you guys had pretzels and potato chips on a paper plate. You couldn't grab a 3-piece wing with some fries or something, like.
Hey,
you couldn't make a sandwich.
I'm not mad at him. I'm not, and you're 100% right. So here's the thing. We were kind of turnt. So I was just like, bro, I grabbed like the first thing that I saw. I was like, yo, let's use these. And like we literally just went over to like the side room at Ian's place. And I literally just was like, all right, let's do it. We're going to shoot her like right now. And I literally just like shot Conrad in like 5 takes, like every single one of those takes. And I was like, all right, perfect. It's done. And then boom, the video was born. So next time moving forward, we will try to get better food props for sure. Or at least not be as turnt.
Either one or both.
Definitely.
Either one.
Integrants. But yeah, that's been my week, man. It's been lit. It's been pretty lit.
Oh, and then with you showing me the email for football, I definitely got back in the gym. So I'm actually happy about that. It's going down. Can't wait. Even if we don't have a season, I'm still being in the gym. I can't wait.
Alistair, I'm going to let you know something right now.
Get ready so we hit the team ready.
I got you.
No, that's actually not what I was going to say at all. I was going to say, really? If we don't have a quarterback, there's no point of even...
We don't have a quarterback, I'm taking it 90 yards every single time I test the ball. I'm telling you.
Y'all are missing... you guys know I'm a quarterback.
There we go.
The thing is, if it took us almost 30 years to get you on the podcast, how are we going to be able to get you to show up to the field as well?
You know how competitive I am.
Okay.
You know, when I'm coaching, like at the school and stuff, like, yeah, and like, there's some days, you know, as a coach, I mean, Alistair, I know you do like a little bit of coaching too, but, you know, have you ever done like workouts with your players where it's like you hop in a certain workout or let's say it's like a Sunday workout, you know, Sunday morning type workouts, like, yo, now we're just about work on skill work or shooting or whatever. But yeah, like I'm so competitive. When I call for water breaks, I sprint to the water fountain, not because I need water, because I just want to beat kids to the water fountain. Man, it's ridiculous.
That's a great way to breed competitiveness, though, in general, actually.
Oh, yeah. My son or daughter is going to be vicious.
I would hope so.
My daughter is definitely out racing Alistair's daughter, like in the 4x1, 100%.
There is
100%.
If there's a possibility of a negative percentage, that would be it. Like,
nah. Wow. She's gonna have the genetics. My daughter's going to have the drive. Like, yo,
I really want to see this actually. I want to see the end result of this. I'm excited.
And I was about to wild out. Never mind. Anyway, continue. I was about to say I'm so competitive. Give me 9 months.
I was like, so are you about to just like?
No, let's go.
I had a feeling that's where he was going to go with it. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, I guess. But what about you, Austin? How you been, though? What's been shaking? It's been a minute since we've linked up with you, but what's been going on?
Yeah, I haven't linked up with you since 2012. It's been 10 years. Dude, you do not look a day older.
That's crazy. Beautiful. I got carded the other day, actually. It was lit.
Damn.
Really? Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. After like that 25, you're just like... Really gonna carb me? Thank you.
Nah, dude. Lily was like, "How old are you?" And I was like, "I said, what you mean? How old am I?" And he was just like, how old are you? And I was like, I said, I'm 27 years old. He said,
oh, no.
And I was like, bro, like, you gassed it. But, like, yeah, obviously I have my mask on. I guess my forehead look mad small or young or whatever.
God. Yeah, what y'all want to know about, though?
Well, I mean, I guess for one, you make clothes sometimes, apparently.
From time to time.
You coach basketball sometimes as well too.
Sometimes.
you just seem to have your hands in multiple pots. I just feel like, you know, you can go anywhere with it. You can start in any direction. I mean, I guess mainly I'm really interested in the clothing thing, because I mean, I felt like one day I woke up and then there was Solace and I was like, oh, okay, Austin has clothes. And then, you know, you were dropping stuff and I was like, oh, some of the stuff is pretty cool. I'm gonna buy some of this. This is all right. So obviously here we are. So what's up with that? Yeah.
I always like to say I'm a jack of all trades and a master of as many as I choose. Mm. And so we'll just jump straight into the clothing aspect, because, you know, I do have like 20 different hats and all different shapes, sizes, and colors. But clothing wise, that dates back to, I mean, we could just, ooh, yeah, quick little baby breakdown. So back in high school, there was a dude that went to Paint Branch who was a year younger than me, Malik, and he had the brand Sully. I don't know if you guys remember Malik and Sully, but man, did that inspire me and my creative inspirations. So like in high school, did you guys ever take an art class?
Yeah.
I got kicked out of every art class.
Art school, yeah.
I got kicked out of every art class, every single one. I tried three separate times. Ceramics, drawing 101. Like, Bryce just left. Bryce just left.
Removing the glare. Sorry, bro.
But I got kicked out of every art class. And I think, seeing him put, like, something that he thought of onto a shirt and onto a this and onto a that, and then him asking me to model for him, I got even closer to that whole process firsthand. And then, you know, when he decided to do the school thing full time, I was like, man, well, I loved that process so much. I was like, let me just try and dabble in it to see what happens. And then, you know, you get a drawing, then you send it to somebody, and then you get some samples back and it's terrible. So you learn from that and then you just keep going from there. And then, like, you find yourself 2-3 years later and you have like your second full line with a bunch of intermediate drops in between. And that's where we're at.
That's what's up. Where'd the name come from?
Sean gets a little bit of credit for this. So me and Sean used to hang out, even though he went to Kennedy. We used to hang out like every day. And so one day he was at my house. And when I say my house,
I'm not fucking with Kennedy.
My mom, I love Kennedy. I wish
the way you just like, yeah, me and Sean were cool, even though he went to Kennedy. He was kind of just like,
nah, I almost went to Kennedy because I went to middle school in Wheaton. So anyway, Sean, like, we were like playing 2K one day, and then I was like literally thinking of like names for the brand, and I was going through like all these names, and I was like, yo, you like this, and he's sitting there playing 2K trying to get his my player up because he's some ass, and then it was just like, I finally said Solace, and he looked at me. He was like, he like dropped the controller, and he was like, "Yo, don't even ask me anymore. Like, that's the one." And I was, and then ever since then, from there, it was like that was it. But yeah, Solace means like alone, unaccompanied, like all by yourself. Oh. And then that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do something like all by myself with no like partners, no my man was with me. You know, obviously along the way, my friends have helped me, and I'm very grateful for them. But it's something that, you know, I planted the seed and I watched it grow. Man, Bryce, your glare is OD.
Yeah, it's wild. I gotta just like close like the I gotta close the gym. Yeah. Continue though. I'm sorry. Don't mind me.
But you said going in, you said you wanted to do this by yourself so you could watch your seed grow. That's what's up. What were the challenges that you faced as like doing it by yourself?
You know, not as many as you might think. Cause I used to like do little side hustles, this, that, and the other, like basketball tournaments, flag football tournaments, this, you know, blah, 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 with a bunch of dudes. And I found that even though like I had a lot of respect for those guys on the business end, like my ideas didn't match up with theirs. And so I always came into like a creative block or just like a business block, if you will. And so I was like, man, so if I do it by myself, the workload's going to be heavier, but it all, like, it's all on me at the end of the day. And so really when it comes down to like hardships or like the hurdles, if you will, Mr. Track and Field, then, you know, it's like either it's money or it's, it, you know, something didn't come out the way you wanted, or like the measurements were off. So the hoodie around the neck is too tight, like it's a little small stuff, but I never have to like argue with somebody else like, oh, nah, this design is ass or this design is tough. We got to push that one through. There's no board of people. There's no like, you know, there's nobody that I really ask like, hey, should we put this out or not? It's just like, I'll do that all by myself. And like, yeah, it's like I said, more work, but at the end of the day, it's a lot less hassle. A lot less hoops I got to jump through when I want to actually put something out. Like if I want to do something, I just do it. Plain and simple.
So I know that the whole making clothes thing is not an easy process, like you kind of just were going over a few moments ago. But in terms of, I guess, your inspirations with clothing, do you feel like there are certain like brands or things in everyday life that you feel like inspire you or that add to the creativity of Solace?
Yeah, I think just fashion in general. I think like when I first started making clothing, it was more so directed. I don't know, like some of the first pieces I put out were like these windbreakers, right? Like these USA windbreakers. And I put them out at that time because I was working at Nike in Georgetown at the flagship store. And I was there for like 2.5 years. And I always had these ideas because, you know, we'd get all this product in for Nike. And I would just like, you know, be putting it on the racks and stuff. And I'm like, man, this windbreaker would be so tough if it was like this. This would be so tough if it was like this. And I think around that time, they'd come out with these Olympic jackets. Where I was like, man, I think an Olympic jacket would sweet if it looked like this. And so then when I started doing the whole clothing thing, I was like, oh, well, I'm just like, anytime I saw something coming to Nike, I was like, man, I think it'd look cool if it was like this instead of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but over time, like my love for just fashion in general has grown a lot. Like it's on a, like a exponential incline, like how much I really like fashion and just like art in general. And yeah, so like I just get inspiration from like any and everything. It's really weird. Like I'll see like a little kid wearing like an old Navy crew neck in a beanie and a like scarf, and I'll be like, man, that'd be so tough if we could merge all that into one turtleneck bit. Yeah, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. It all comes from like necessity, I guess.
I see your dragon back there. How'd that come about?
Oh, Solo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, right above him, there's, I don't know. There's a lot of plants in here, but I guess like right here, there's the other dragons too. So how did this guy come about? Like the 3-foot dragon? Yeah. You know, over a 3-year span, you can meet manufacturers, and there's some that are like really weird and they just like are all about numbers. And there's some people that are like run manufacturing businesses that like are really into their creative processes. So, you know, over time I met someone that was like really, really, really into the whole idea of just making toys and plushy dolls and this, that, and the other. So I just shot ideas back and forth with him. Like, it would be cool because I have this like dragon affinity. And he's like, all right, cool. Why don't we just do this? Da, da, da. So I'll send him a sketch. Then he'll send me like a revised version back. I'm like, all right, well, let's change that. And then we'll bounce back, you know, a couple of emails, a couple drawings, a couple digital designs. And then we agreed on one. I was like, boom, let's do that. And then that's how the original doll came about. But like even that got modified over time. Like the 2.0 dragon didn't have the whiskers because the whiskers got all messed up in shipping. By the time they got to me, one whisker was up here, one whisker was down here. So when I got the 2.0 dragons, I was like, let's add some color, some yin and yang into it. And then let's take away the whiskers and I'd like brighten up the colors a little bit. And then I'd asked him just on a whim. I was like, what's the biggest one you can make me? And he was like, oh, like how many do you want? I was like, just one. Just like, what's the biggest one you can make me? And he literally sent me this. And I like freaked out.
Nah. Well, speaking of manufacturers, that's something I've always been really curious about. And when anybody like makes clothes. Because I mean, yeah, obviously you can, you know, take t-shirts and you can screen print them, but you definitely want to make sure that you have the proper material, like even to make something like the jean jacket that you know, that you have on currently. How do you go about actually finding manufacturers? Is it as simple as you going to Google and typing in, hey, you know, I'm looking for jean material, or how does that work? If you care to, if you can share, actually, I don't want you to give away the. Okay.
No, man, look, there's no secrets. Like, there's no secrets when it comes to me. I'll tell you, I have no issues telling you and anybody listening, like, how I get it done. Cause that's more the merrier, you know, like,
right.
If somebody listening can make something really cool, or, you know, let's say A and B wants to go ahead and make a hoodie, like, I would love for you guys to prosper, you know, cause your prosperity just like, that means that like my friends and people that are doing their own thing are doing well. Boom, there's two routes that you can take. One is you can just go on Google, like you said, and you can come across a ABCT, you can come across a Printful, you can come across a whatever. They're going to charge you $30 plus shipping for a t-shirt. And cool, you can get two of them for you guys, one more for Ian and Rad, and one more for so-and-so. And then cool, you got five t-shirts that cost you $100 some odd, and that's just, it is what it is. Or yeah, you're going to have to up your quantity and actually find a manufacturing company that's willing to do 30, 40, 50 of them. And then hope that either one, that you guys can pull your money together to get that job done, and then either give them out or sell them at whatever fee you want to sell them at. The second step is, if you haven't been listening to any other part of this, and listen to this, if you want to make clothes, go on Alibaba. And you type in t-shirts, custom tees, whatever you want, like whatever you want, you just type it in the search engine, and it's going to give you 9,000 manufacturers. Some are going to be in China, some are going to be in Pakistan, some are going to be in Shanghai, like they're going to be all over. And all you do is you have your design ready, you have like your little intro ready, and Alibaba, if you don't have an intro for yourself, Alibaba has like a generated one for you. Hi, sir, madam, I'm interested in your send. And then they'll get back to you with their generated. Oh, yeah, sir, no problem. But if you want to forego that little introduction BS, here's my name. Here's what I'm trying to do. I want 20 t-shirts. I want 40 t-shirts. I want 60 t-shirts. Here's my design. What's the price? What's your MOQ? Well, like, let's talk more. And then you give them not just the Alibaba thing, but you can give them your email. And then you have a conversation with them. And sometimes they're like, oh, no, yeah, no, you need 100 t-shirts to work with us. Okay, cool. On to the next one. And then you'll find eventually through your searching and searching through 20 different companies, you'll find one person that's willing to do 10 t-shirts. And you pull the plug. Not pull the plug. What's the expression? You pull the trigger. Sorry.
Pull the trigger. Not pull the plug. I was going to say, kill it. Damn.
Fuck, damn.
I mean, yeah, it's killing it. It's killing it in a different way, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not simple.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I'm guessing there's like you said, there's got to be mad trial and error in terms of like, you know, you like picking a company, for example, and like getting your shirt. Do you get like a free shirt off top to like be like, okay, I like the way this feels? Or do you have to like just say, fuck it, order it, and then it comes and you're just like, damn, this material sucks. It's not what I thought it was.
Yeah. So, more free game. I'll give you all the free game that I have. So how you like kind of filter through companies is look to see their transactions that they did in this fiscal year, right? So you can look at their company profile and go, okay, you guys did 20 orders this year for $60,000. That's like a lot of revenue to be doing for a manufacturing company. And you'll find some companies that do 8,000 orders for $1.2 million. And like they probably have their stuff more together than the company that's doing 60. But if you find a company that's done $200 in revenue, or you find a company that's done one order or two orders, you know, that's probably your last end resort. You want to talk to the companies that are doing 50, 100, half a million in revenue, or in at least orders on Alibaba, and start with them and say, hey, what do I have to do to work with you guys? Because they're going to give you a superior product. And even if you have to order a little bit more or pay a little bit more, you're better off having the superior product than trying to shortcut it with the low-end manufacturer that's going to give you the $2 t-shirt. But that's literally what you're getting is a $2 t-shirt.
T-shirt, right.
I'd rather pay for the $12 t-shirt and have something that's worth $30 or $40. instead of pay two for something that's worth five or 10.
I think the number one thing though, like, is what happens after I wash the item of clothing the first time. If I feel like if I wash your item of clothing and it's like falling apart after I've washed it the first time, like, what the fuck, bro? Like, that's usually like my number one thing. Cause I mean, I love to buy clothes from, like, you know, from people I know or people who are in my area. And, but it's just that sometimes, you know, you wash one, something once falls apart, or you wash something after your third wash, you know? It's just, I feel like that's like the number one thing. So if it were me, I don't know if you do this. When you get clothes, you throw them, you do a wash test. I don't know if you do anything like that.
Absolutely. The wash test is crucial. Well, I mean, people that do stocks and stuff, they always help. They post their good weeks and their bad weeks. I'll tell you, like, I've had great drops where, like, for example, like this jean jacket and like this season, like, was superior compared to all other seasons that I had. Like the first set of windbreakers I had, like, I sold a bunch and then I went to go wash my own personal one and all of the logos fell off.
Jeez.
And I was like, oh man. So I had to, like, literally email or text or call, like, everybody that bought one. And I was like, hey, by the way, I just did this and I didn't know this, but, like, you need to wash it on machine cold. Don't wash it on cold, warm. Don't wash it on hot. Don't hand wash it if you can. Like, you know, and that's what it was.
Hey, that speaks volumes for your customer service, because when I made my order, he hit me up and was like, yo, thanks for supporting, much appreciated and all that stuff. Because a lot of people, you order with them, you don't hear nothing, they're late shipping it out and all that stuff. And it's like, this is some bullshit. Like, me and Bryce were supposed to get the do-rags for Black History Month.
Oh my God, what happened to the do-rags?
I just got an email yesterday talking about, oh, you know, it should be on the way, you know, sorry. Because of the winter storms, it got holed up. You should have told me as soon as the first storm hit. It's an email. It's not snail mail. Like, you got
a do-rag.
So it's like, it's bullshit. It's supposed to be coming this week, though, but they said that.
What do-rags? I want to hear what do-rag.
I'm not even going to talk.
We'll go through it. So Alistair had the genius idea to wear do-rags during Black History Month. I just thought it was hilarious. Been amazing. Right. So we were going to, and what we did was we found a Black-owned business to order the do-rags from, and we ordered said do-rags, right? So we're thinking, all right, you know, by the time we ordered a month, maybe like a week and a half before we got to February. So we're thinking, I mean, at the bare minimum, at the latest, you know, we'll get them maybe a week or two into February, and, you know, we can just kind of rock them for the rest of the time being. And no, bro. We did not. We have not gotten the do-rags. And I don't even wear do-rags that often, but I just wanted to, you know, for the sake of it, the idea, and then supporting the Black business, you know?
Like, but, upstairs in the do-rag. I'll get your jokes off. Boom. What?
But, we didn't.
Can I ask a question, Alistair, since you were the one that found the business? Did you see somebody already have the do-rag and you're like, yo, where'd you get that? Like, put me on, or you just saw it online?
My boy in New York, he has a whole, like, a news show called Do-Rag News, where he does news in a do-rag, him and his boys and brother.
Nice.
The whole production. And, like, he had a promo code for his company. So I was like, oh, bet. I'm going to use your promo code. So you get a little, you can eat off that. I'm going to use him. He can eat off that. No do-rag. So
either the business didn't have the financial means to get the order ready on time, or like something went south somewhere. So, you know,
I mean, it is what it is. There's always next Black History Month, I guess. So,
Something I see on your Instagram a lot. You're always like creating with your Apple Pencil and all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
So like, see, there you go. So what's the creative process behind Solus?
Yeah, man. Sorry, I wish I was a little bit more prepared. So like, let's take it back to like 2018. The creative process for Solus is a lot different than it is in 2021. In like the early stages, I'm just sketching. Right. I'm sketching on a piece of paper with colored pencils. And then what I was doing was, gosh, I was so shiesty with it because I would like just dupe these manufacturers into doing all these like 3D renderings for me off drawing. And like, I would just give them the celestial promise that I was going to order from them. Right. And so I have like somewhere in my mom's house, I have like 50 like 3D renderings where they were just like, all right, we're going to do this batch of like 3D, you know, jerseys, shirts, hoodies, whatever, but like you're gonna have to place the order. And I was like, yeah, all right, I'm about to order, like, for sure. And then like they would send back like all these like really nice looking like 3D renderings of these clothes. And then I'd be like, man, yeah, no, nobody's gonna like that. And I just kept sending them more and more and more. It's so terrible. I feel so bad. But yeah, no, I used to be obsessed. Like, I still am to a certain extent. But I'd be up to like 3 a.m, like talking to them. I'd be like, you know, they'd be like, yo, isn't it like 3 a.m. in America? And I'm like, yeah. But like, who cares? I was like, I'm just emailing with somebody from China. Yeah. And that's just what it was. But now it's all like, you know, Apple Pencil, iPad. If anybody wants to know and anybody's interested, I think the best bang for your buck is to go get yourself like a little $200-$300 iPad. You can get it on Amazon if you know, just want to be in the house, or you can actually go out and buy one, or go on Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, OfferUp, get you an iPad. You know, auntie that needs an iPad, make sure it's like Gen 6 or above, or it's not compatible with the Apple Pencils. And then you get yourself an Apple Pencil or other stylus if you don't have the 100 or 50 or whatever. And download Procreate. It's a $10 app. Download Procreate. And it's kind of like a simplified version of Photoshop. I think my comparison would be, you know, people use Robinhood instead of E-Trade or Webull because it's like just user-friendly.
Yeah,
and so Procreate is very user-friendly, but it's very powerful software that it's a one-time $10. Like $10, it's not $10 a month, it's not $100 a year, it's just, hey, 10 bucks and you basically get Photoshop. And it's really cool, and they add a lot of really cool stuff on there. So, yeah, that's what the creative process is like now. It's all sketches on here that eventually go off. But, you know, over time you learn, and the sketches might get really good over time. Or, yeah, my sketches still suck, guys. But
I mean, the clothes are coming out pretty good, bro. So, I mean, you know. It's working out to, I mean, shit, literally. Alistair has his jacket hanging up in the back, right? I got my shirt on. It's, you know, it's working, bro. It's working. And I really, and I even hit Leroy up when I was getting the shirt. I was like, Leroy, I don't know what size to get, man. Like, should I get like a medium? Should I get a large? And he was like, bro, trust me, get a large. It's going to fit you like perfectly. And I was like, all right, Leroy, appreciate it. Cool runnings. And then that was kind of the conversation that we had. But from there, though, at this point, you've released, you know, windbreakers, you know, shirts, the tactical vest, which, oh, wow, okay. Yeah, which I'm actually a big fan of. Love the vest. I think it's super fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got this amazing pocket in the back. I know you're thinking of all the iPad users when you
yeah.
But
I was more so thinking of, like, all my dudes, like, this is got to keep one, got to keep that thing on them, you know.
That's true. That is true.
That's really what it was for. You know, you can't put on a website like just in case you need your strap.
Yeah.
You know, no, I had to.
I'm glad we're getting that inside scoop right now, though, because I definitely would have kept like a book in the back, actually, or something.
No, I would have kept like my tax forms in the back or something. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Now I know. Now I know what it's for, though. I was using the pocket the wrong way. But what do you see? If you can reveal, of course, what do you see yourself, I guess, creating next? Or what are you interested in trying to take a stab at creating?
There's some stuff in the process. I actually have now somebody that I let into the process a little bit more that mm-hmm. like helps co-run a very successful clothing store. And so I kind of just take notes on what they do. And so I'm going to more try and get more consistent with drops instead of just, I used to be very, whenever I feel like it or whenever my brain works or whenever, you know, I want to. So that's why there was such a big gap between like 2017 and 18 to then finally dropping another full line like 2-3 years later. So now I'm going to start working on having like 2-3 consistent drops a year with that are themed. So one will be a collab. And I did my first collab last year with a great artist and a great local clothing brand in Envy and my guy, Dirty Nick. And that was a huge hit. That was amazing. And so then now it's, you know, working on another collab, and I have a few people that I've been talking to. I was very against collaborations in the past because I was just like, so alone. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do any collabs with anybody. Don't talk to me about it. Don't hit me up about it. Don't ask about it. But now it's like, you know, turned a new leaf. And I was like, man, if I can help anybody, because I've had, you know, high school kids DM me or I run into somebody like this is the most surprising part. I've actually run into people on the street that are like, don't you run Solus? And I don't know what to say. I don't want to like say like before I've gotten that twice before, like,
yeah,
to 2020, like when we could actually go outside and lollygag. And I was just like, yeah, nah, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I would like get in my car. I'm like, why did you just tell
me? Why did I do that?
like, dude, he just wanted to say hi. He's like, you know, he's seen your clothes before. He's seen your face somewhere. I was like, why didn't I just tell him it wasn't me? Now he probably like, feels dumb or something.
Yeah.
So now like most recently I've had like, you know, a kid, like he was like a junior in high school and was just like, hey, how do I do this? And I was like, cool. I was like, dude, like, here's my phone number. I like, if you are being serious about it, like you have to go through these processes. Like, you can't just become Hokage in your first season. You got to like go through right. training with Master Jiraiya. You got to do a lot of stuff. And so, yeah, so.
Got to hang with the Purvy Sage.
Yeah. So now I like, you know, to help more people as is. So I'd like to do more collaborations, as many as I can with as many brands as I can that are interested and serious and willing to work. Also, I got a couple things that I don't mind telling you guys. So I'm gonna start doing Pantone color code releases. So every year Pantone, they release a color of the year. Yeah. And I think that if you're a brand, that's something that you can work on instead of going, you know, having your brain all jumbled. You can just say, what does Pantone say is their color of the year, and then have that be your inspiration, and then that's one guaranteed drop for you. This year they actually did they actually have two colors of the year, which is a certain shade of yellow and a certain shade of gray. So at some point you guys will see that from me, whether it's just a T or just a this or just a that, I guess you'll see. I don't know. I don't know if I want to tell you guys what's coming, but
you don't got to give away too much, bro. Whatever you feel comfortable sharing.
Yeah. So, but you'll see that from, you'll see something gray and yellow in the Solus future. And so yeah, collaborations, Pantone color codes. And then I'm working just on like a fall and winter. I mean, fall, winter and a summer, spring. So I'm working up to 3 to 4 drops a year, and I hope that I can just keep that going for as long as I can.
The success that you have, like, felt, like, what does that feel like? Like, from your perspective? Like,
I've been doing this for, you know, like I said, like 2017, 2018, and I just broke even this year. Just broke even.
You got to start somewhere, like, though.
Don't let anybody tell you that the clothing game, the t-shirt game, the hoodie game, whatever it is like, you know, a moneymaker, because it's not. Like, if you're not in it because you love the process of creating or designing, or you're into fashion, like, you're just in it because you got an idea for a t-shirt and you think people are going to buy it, like, stop right now. Like, go do homework and get a job, or, like, go switch lanes and do something you're actually passionate about. Like, if you love, I don't know, Pokemon, like, start trading cards. Them things going are for a lot, you know? So, but yeah, if you just have a random t-shirt idea, don't make two of them and say you're about to do something big and then never do it. Cause then, you know, we're never going to trust you ever again. So, what are we going to say? Are we talking about success? Dude, I'm not successful. Fuck you. Like, I just, I'm the opposite of successful.
I mean, yeah. Well, at least, I mean, success is, I mean, it's what you do, what you would define it as, right? It's all up to you, the individual. But I mean, I would say, you know, at the bare minimum, I feel like, you know, at least you feel like the people that you know or people that like you fuck with do support like the clothing that you are making, and they're people who are wearing your clothes. I mean, that's got to at least feel pretty good. And like you said, those moments where people run up on you and be like, oh, yo, even though you like told the kid, nah, like that's gotta, you know, it's gotta be like, damn, like, okay, all right, like my shit kind of all right. Like my shit,
It's happened 5 times. It's happened 5 times. It happens like once a year.
Joe Schmo, it's never happened to him. So like, you know.
Yeah. All I know is once is a coincidence.
Twice is a pattern.
Or a pattern, either way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So. You know, if you want to be, sure. If you want to be modest, Maury, that's cool. You know, I feel it.
Yeah, no, the only thing I get out of it is like, I just like get to do what I like to do.
Yeah.
You know, we all do things. Like, I know Alistair got to go to work and you got to do X, Y, Z. We all do things we don't like to do. But, like, if there is an hour or two. Yeah.
That's why you got that pocket, bro. I understand now. I understand.
Oh, but, you know, I at least I get a couple hours out of the day where I get to actually do stuff that I like to do, you know, other than just play with my dog or draw or whatever. Like, I get to actually sit there and think of things. And, yeah, I got 9,000 sketches where, you know, if they were a piece of paper, I'd crumple them up. But, you know, it's like I have a file with like 100 files in it, like all clothes. And to me, it's all trash. But, like, that was all a part of the process. And then that's how I got to, like, this second full line. Was 100 sketches of me saying that's not good enough. And then finally I had end products at the end where I would sit there like, these almost didn't come out. Like those rain jackets almost didn't come out. The original rain jacket was supposed to be in a, it was supposed to be an all red, like the one you see. And it was supposed to be a, like a vanilla color, like a French vanilla, like a cream with red accents. But like the manufacturer was just like, they accepted the order and then they were just like, oh, that material, like we can't find that color at the market. Like we can't, you know, can't do it. Is there any way? Like, and I was like, okay, well, what are we working with? And we shot my, then I was just about to scrap the whole thing. And then I was like, you know what? I need to not just have one rain jacket and I can't just have jean jackets. So then we just, I thought what would be best. And we came up with this like gunmetal material, colored material that
gunmetal is a great color.
They had Bryce, this whole like gunmetal drug talk, you know. Now, you know,
gunmetal is a good color though. It's a nice color. It is.
Bryce is a good guy now, so you know, you
get, yeah, man. I'm gonna join the NRA, man, and I'm gonna save the world. Ooh. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry, man. Scout's honor. Is that what they do?
You know, as an Eagle Scout, we don't do that. You go, well, this is like something different, but yeah, you do the three fingers.
Wow. Yeah, I've never been any type of scout. I just figured it was some sort of finger activity. Not in that way, but like
in terms of like, right.
You throw up some sort of signs. I mean, but yeah, man.
No, there was like two people in high school that ever knew that I was in Boy Scouts the whole time. My whole high school experience.
During high school?
Dude,
yeah,
bro. Damn. Yo, you did not catch me at any Friday night game where Brandon Sims was throwing a touchdown. Where you didn't catch me at a Friday night basketball game where Brandon and Matt were cashing out. You didn't. You caught me at one game ever, and that was like my senior year, and it was like a playoff game, and it was an hour away, and I was like, finally, like I don't have a Boy Scout meeting because I got my Eagle Scout. And I was like, I'm going to go to this basketball game. Dude, damn. I went to one football game and one basketball game my whole high school career.
Yeah, you missed a lot, man.
No, you didn't.
They were lit, bro.
Not the football games.
Well, not the football games. Basketball games are pretty lit.
The Bengals, but nah.
Yeah.
Basketball games are pretty lit, though.
Yeah.
Basketball games are pretty lit. But,
they were. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh no, go ahead.
I went to two. I went to a Springbrook versus Blake game, like
classic.
My freshman year. Oh yeah. You had to be there.
Yeah. Always.
You had to be there. I think like the first play, Jamal got a steal and just came down and just on the close side, not the side to the entrance, but the other side. And after that, I was like, damn, like Springbrook stuff.
Yeah, bro. I felt like, man, I don't know. Maybe it's just Montgomery County basketball, but I feel like it's just everybody was playing out of position, like in terms of like their like.
We had no real size.
Like, realistically, Matt McGugan should have been playing like the four or the five or whatever he was playing. He should have been learning how to play.
Matt should have been the two, the three.
Right. He should have been learning how to play like the three. You know, but that's just how. Yeah, bro, it was weird.
My year we had size. You had Magnus, what, 6'4", 6'5". He's a 2, 3. But Magnus, I remember like senior year, Magnus would say a lot of times like he was developing his guard skills. And then, you know, he did eventually go on to play like low D1 or high D2. Avery went on to play. Avery was very tall.
Yeah, Avery was very tall.
Dude,
yeah.
I saw Avery play on TV. Like, I was, like, somewhere, and he went to
Austin Peavy.
Oh, yeah, Austin PD. And Austin then PB, they were in some game, and I'm watching the TV, and I hear the name Avery Ugbla, and I was like,
you're like, what?
Like, what? Yeah. What? Yeah, he's doing great. But I mean, he had a little bit of size. But you got to understand, like, you're going to a public high school now that I'm like a full-time basketball coach at a private school.
Right. If you go to look at the kids at DeMatha, they're definitely a whole different size
range. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, if you have a lot of talent, and you have, I guess, the means, if a school's not trying to offer you, or, you know, the school is interested in your academics and your playing ability, and you can get a little scholarship, whether it's half or full, that's where a lot of those big, you know, the 6'8", 6'9", 6'10". Like, just while I was at Tacoma, we had a 7-foot kid. We had a kid that was 6'8", 6'9". A couple kids are 6'6", 6'7".
Yeah.
You know, and at my 4 years at Blake, compared to my 2-3 years at this school, like, I guess Avery was the tallest dude we had. And he was 6'6", 6'7".
Right.
Like, I had a 7-foot kid come play for me, like, 7 feet. Like, yeah, there's no denying. He was dumb tall.
That's ridiculous. He was dumb tall. I feel like my knees would hurt all the time. Constantly. Just a life of just Bengay and knee braces. Man, it's great being medium size. but Austin, we definitely appreciate you, you know, finally making the time to come on the podcast. Sure. I also wanted to let you know that I admire the plant life that you have in your room. As somebody who's aspiring to get good with plants, I have one plant. I have a majesty palm. It's living, but we're working on it. I think it needs to get a little bit more sunlight, but your plants look like they're doing great, honestly.
Thriving.
Yeah. These are the plants that are in my room. Mind you, like, I live in a like 3-story house with plants on every floor. You guys want some plant tips?
Yes, please. Actually, drop some knowledge.
All right. So you have to really, for you, Bryce, you have this bright ass window, right? Utilize that window, Bryce.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Utilize that window. Well, like, if you really want to be like a plant dude, when, you know, you have some ladies come over and they're just like, you know, if your house is all dry, they can be like, yo, this dude just hangs out, plays 2K, plays whatever, and just, you know, it's not really good. But you have plants. Let's show that you actually, like, have, like, care
about your space. Yeah.
But look, and by, if you really want to get a girlfriend, get a plant and a dog.
Whoa. I have plants. I'm definitely not getting a dog just yet. Let's work on the plant thing. Let's work on the plant thing first. Yeah.
So anyway, so one thing, I think a lot of people always go for like the tropical plants that you see on Instagram, or you see somebody grow this big old plant and you're like, oh, I need to find that. I need to get that. Like, that's, odds are it's not going to work out. One, you don't have the right climate and temperature. You don't have the right moisture in your house. You're probably not going to invest the time and tools into getting plant light lamps or, all these things that you need, right? Or like special fertilizers. And so anyway, a lot of times where people go wrong is they'll get plant pots like this, for example, that don't have any drainage holes. Number one mistake is that too much water in your earth will drown your plant. And these have drainage holes, and needs to have like a little drainage cylinder around it. And so I think a lot of times, you know, you get offered this cute little vase
free vase.
Yeah. No, that's a trap. They want you to buy that so your plant dies, so you come back and buy another one. I guess I'll take something off the wall here. I have a lot of my plants like on these self planters, right? So all you have to do is with these self planters is that it's actually connected to a bunch of your strings and stuff and wires. And so, you need to be cleaned out a little bit. And so that it'll suck up the water as it's needed. And so you're not sitting there like every day trying to be like, oh, did I water this? Do you need water? Your soil looks dry. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, and also a great place to get plants. If you just want to go get some plants, go to IKEA right there in College Park. Go down there.
You get, I don't know IKEA really, sell plants. I hate IKEA.
You
so. Can,
You got to flip that front upside down and go get your plants.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it. They got good deals on plants, though.
Oh, yeah. You know, look, you can get plants for, you know, really nice plants, anywhere between $20 and $30. And then if you know, you're the small little succulent kind of guy, $5-$10. And they have a wide variety, and it's great. But if you really, here's like the number one secret. Alistair, I hope you're listening because you're going to be there soon because you have a daughter. All right, go on Facebook or Craigslist or Offer or whatever your vice is for finding secondhand stuff. And you got to find the old lady grandma that has been living in the same house for like 100 years, right? Mm-hmm. And like she has to, you know, move away, go to retirement home. She has to get out of her house that she's been in forever. And she can't take all her plants that she's been taking care of for 100 years. Mm-hmm. And you make friends with her. Befriend the grandma with the plant collection.
Mm.
I can't tell you how many plants I have in my house that are older than me.
Damn.
So you become friends with these grandmothers, and then it's, you know, they start talking about their life, they start asking about yours. Next thing you know, you guys are having tea, you guys are actually friends. And then you bring up, wow, you have such a nice plant collection. Boom. Then you're in. Well, you know, I have to move away to a retirement home. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Oh,
this sounds like it's been a repeatable process.
That's no, listen.
Yo, grandma to grandma, like, yo, that's
what it is. You know, you find your mom's friends, you find an auntie and her, like, there's these people out here, there's a lot of them that have this affinity for plants and like having a lot of plants. But having a lot of plants is like very hard to take care of, especially when you get older, you got other things you got to do. And then you just say, hey, I'd like to give that plant a good home, right? But let me give you some money for it. And it's like, oh, well, I guess you're a good guy. You're going to take care of my plant. And so, you know, I just like, I have all these grandma's plants in my house. All of them are from grandmothers. God bless the grandmothers in this community.
Yeah. Man, I'm not active on Facebook like that, but now that I'm hearing that, you know, there's a method to get plants off of old ladies.
Oh yeah,
I'll get active.
I'll send you guys a video. Of my plant collection.
Definitely,
yeah, I got like a 50-year-old philodendron. I got like a 40-year-old aloe plant. That's huge. Like it's huge, huge, huge.
This is inspiring. This is definitely inspiring.
At the end of the day, man, I just hope that I can inspire.
Yeah, no, you've done it. You're doing it. You're doing it. Nope. Whatever you're gonna say next. Nope. You're inspiring. Inspiring. Inspired. Inspired. Me.
Yeah. Hey, but you know, by the way, I know that, you know, we gotta wrap up and do whatever we gotta do. I don't, you know, I blocked out my day until 6. But I'd like to talk to you and Alistair. I guess you too a little bit. I know that Alistair, you're a little bit busier, but I get invited to zero hoop sessions. None.
You want to know something, Austin? No, like seriously, I didn't even realize that you still lived in Maryland. Like, I don't know. For some reason, I thought you didn't live here anymore until like we started following each other. And then I saw that you like were coaching like in the area. And I was like, how is he coaching in the area if he doesn't live here? And so like it just didn't it wasn't adding up for me. But now that I have confirmation, what I really want to do is I want to start renting a gym for like a bunch of us to like have regular hoop sessions at. Of course, not everybody's going to always be available at whatever time, but we pick a reasonable time during the week, block out like 2.5, maybe 3 hours where everybody can just you put up a little bit of bread. You can hoop as much as you want. If you want to set up a tournament thing, we can do that, whatever. But I think at this point, we're old enough to be able to kind of execute that type of move instead of like hooping on the hard concrete and fucking our knees up.
Yeah, I can't remember last time I hooped outside, and not anything against anybody that does privilege. Hoop outside, but when you have access to said privileges, you know, you utilize them as much as possible. So going forward with the gym thing, I can help you out. But we're going to have to reconvene in a couple months because of this whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's starting to get a little uptick and uptrend and starting to reopen and starting to be a little bit better. And, you know, when things do open up a little bit, I think that, you know, the school will be okay with me having the gym. And I'd love to have some guys in there, especially if you're willing to rent and do whatever. So we can take care of that.
Say less. Definitely give me the whenever you get the opportunity to give me the numbers on it. And then, yeah, we'll set up something.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like we have practice very seldomly just because we don't want kids, you know, always with each, you know, it's like once a week, maybe.
Right. And I'm sure masked as well too.
Yeah. So we still have games once a week. Cause we're just in a separate league, but, yeah, no, like there's like some college guys that used to play, for me and they come in and, like we'll stand there, like we'll run like threes or twos or, you know, whatever we have at that time. So we still play a little bit for sure.
Say less. I'm trying to go for 30. So
yeah,
he said, yeah, you
know, it's not going to happen.
All right, man. I'm telling you.
It's not going to happen.
I'm telling you.
You haven't gotten any better since 10th grade.
When I get busy, just know y'all going to be like, damn.
Nope.
Bryce is all right, man. He's all right. He's out here.
Nigel. So like,
he's out here doing what he needs to do.
But I don't think I'm a believer, Bryce.
Alistair, you're a hater. So I mean,
what I do?
what you have to say doesn't matter as a hater. But at the end of the day,
I think I saw a video of you playing Nigel Truesdale. What was up with that?
Yeah, so and I'll tell the story really quickly. So yeah, there was a lot of shit talking going on pretty much. And Nazo was just like, yo, like I'll hoop you. Like it's nothing. And I just explained to him, I was like, bro, like I know I'm not a hooper, but like I don't suck at playing basketball, bro. So like I'm not gonna lose. So we were just like, all right, fuck it, let's do it. Let's like one-on-one, let's play this game. And like whoever wins, we get X amount of bread and you get bragging rights. So it had rained right before we were getting ready to play. And before we decided to play, I was like, hey, like, you know, we can like call the game off. It's like, it's wet out. You know, like, fuck it. Like, let's not even do it. And he was like, nah, like, let's do it. Like, I'm here. And I was like, all right, bro. Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't want to hear any excuses after the game that it was too wet. And you know, we're playing. And he was like, all right, let's do it. So we played. I won 11-4, I think. And I was shooting all jumpers. And I'm not even a shooter, but like I was in my bag and I was just like, you know, let's get him out of here. So yeah, that's how I play.
Yeah, I think when I saw the video, I think you were dumb sweaty and Nigel wasn't sweaty at all.
Yeah, I'd be sweaty. That's just me though.
As if somebody was trying too hard and somebody wasn't trying enough.
Ah, just man.
From the outside looking in,
I completely understand that. And the only thing I would say to that again is if anybody who knows me or knows me personally really well, I could literally stand or like move to the right a couple inches in like any humid or like hot weather and I will sweat like a profuse amount, like a lot. So it wouldn't matter if I had like put in an hour's worth of work or if it was like 5 minutes of me like just like running around, there was going to be a lot of sweat no matter what. So yeah, it may have appeared that way, but either way, man, I got a W.
You know, we should set up us three play one-on-one.
All right, let's do it.
I'm down for that. I haven't hooped in too long, but
okay. Let's do it.
Well, Austin, if you got a flag football plug, definitely send that, you know, you can throw it out this way.
For what? For what?
Any flag football league that you got? Like,
oh, league? I went, God, I haven't played in so long. So I used to do only men's. And then after I played like 3 or 4 seasons, like a Razzle and FXA. And oh, then, Razzle is very chill. Like, it's very, like, and yeah, it's like people you know. And, you know, and Razzle is cool just because, yeah, it's literally just people you know, or it's, you know, your homies and whatever. FXA is definitely nicer fields, but it's more competitive. The rules do change a little bit. And but then after a while, I just switched to co-ed because I was like, man, if I'm going to be out here like doing all this, like it's a lot more fun doing a co-ed because it's like just as serious, but not really.
Yeah.
But like it's like the team spirit is there. Like, you know, everybody's in, it's still a team sport. Everybody's into it. Like you want to win. You want to do everything. You want to give it your all. But it's just like not as serious because like when I was playing in the men's league, I QB'd for a team called the Bad Boys. And it was all everybody that was like 40 years old and older. And, you know, me, I was like 23 at the time. And I'm like, dude, it was like rough because these dudes were like, yo, we won the championship like the past 4 seasons. Like, don't fuck this up. And like, I was like the only white guy on the team. And it's like, just every, like,
and of course you're playing quarterback.
And I'm playing quarterback. Right. And like the first like 2 games did not go well. I threw like hella, like I'm like, I'm going to throw it instead of not throwing it. That's like my whole motto. Like I'm going to at least give my receiver a chance.
It's a good mindset.
Right.
Yeah.
And so like that leads to like a lot of big plays. It leads to a lot of like things that people like little people on the sideline like to watch, but it also leads to like my receivers and teammates being pissed at me because I threw a lot of interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
50-50.
And like, Yeah, like half was my fault. I threw it, but sometimes half was your fault too because you tried to go up this way or you ran the wrong way or you just like, you let somebody in your corner rough you. Like, but yeah, no. Like, I mean, the quarterback, it's on me. But anyway, the first 2 games went terribly. Absolutely terribly. And then there was one game, I took a sack like on the 1-yard line, right? And I was like, oh, so in my own head. Everybody's like, yo, what are you doing? Da-da-da-da, like getting mad at me. And I was just like, I like looked at the fastest dude and I was like, run a fly. And he was like, what? I was like, I'm dropping back 3 steps to the back of the end zone and I'm heaving it.
Yeah.
Bro, I let that thing fly. He caught it on a string 99 yards later. And then after that, we were all good.
Of course. Nobody got nothing to say after the big play.
Yeah, no, like we wound up like, I think I went to Jamaica for like a couple weeks. And like when I came back, my O-lineman was the quarterback. And I wound up like just playing receiver after that. But it was cool because him and I like had a cool little connection because he would always just throw it to me on like the 5 and outs. And then I would just, you know, catch hella touchdowns. I'm not running anywhere. I'm not fast. But like, you throw him out of the way, I'll catch it.
I know.
Yo, I'm not fast. Honestly, I'm not fast. I ran one season of indoor. Yo, I ran one season of indoor track. And Alistair and I were on the same track. And I was like, why is Alistair and I on the same? Because it's indoor. Like, all heats run at the same time anyway. And we ran the mile.
No, it was, right? it was the eight. I remember that.
It was the mile.
It was a half mile. And the reason why I know is
I'm not running that far.
When we were running, like, I think I lapped you. But
no, you did. You lapped me.
Moco running had the picture of me running, and I'm chilling. I'm like, and you see Austin with the hair. Like,
No, a different meet. That was a different meet. That was a half mile. We did another track in Baltimore.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, my God.
The small track.
The Essex joint?
Yeah.
That joint was so small, dude. And Alistair, bro, he lapped me every time I was on the track. Like, I'm not fast. I'm not built. I'm not quick. I'm not nothing. Like, that's it. It is what it is. I tried to get faster. It doesn't work. Yeah. I went from, like,
it's a myth.
I went from
no, 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 no. Come fuck with your boy. I got you.
You know. All right.
It's a myth, bro. If your muscles don't have like whatever is in like the jerk seasoning from like Jamaica or whatever one of those islands, like it's just not gonna happen for you, bro. Hey, it's okay.
I have Bryce right, and then they canceled our season. So, because Bryce was ready, and then you know.
I feel you. All right, so Bryce, hear me out on that. Where Alistair lapped me, he lapped me like 3 times for the small track, right? So I get to the finish line because we're running a mile and I look up at the time and I looked at the official time afterwards. You know what my mile time was? Like 5:47. It was the fastest mile I had ever run. And I'm looking like, if I just ran a 5:47 mile time.
And Alistair was laughing.
How did Alistair just run?
Yeah.
Like Alistair's mile time was 4:30. It was like ridiculous. Yes, it was ridiculous. Like, I don't want to hear it. No amount of training is going to get me to a 4-minute mile. Like, don't talk to me about it.
I'm not running a mile in 4 minutes, bro.
This is not going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. But yeah, no, I would love to set up a like King of the Hill between us three and see what happens. Like spoilers, I'm gonna win like in a dominant fashion. But No. It's not up for debate. It's not up for debate. It's really just not up for debate.
I don't know.
Bryce, your barbecue chicken, the only one I got worry about is the athletic one in the conversation with Alex.
That's fine. If you feel that way.
Alistair's going to be all defense, no offense. So I just got to make sure that I'm hitting my shots.
It's all Zion buckets. Just know I'm getting to the rim. You know, I'm going to jump over you. I'm going to get the bullet. I just got to make sure I don't fall the dribble.
That's why we have, you know, three dribble limits.
Oh, that changed the whole game. All right. I'm going to have to pull out. Anyway.
I really want to do this. I'm excited.
No, yeah, you can. I'll keep it tight. Might happen sooner than you guys might think. As long as I know you're good for it. We got to worry about Alistair because, you know, he has other responsibilities.
He has stuff to do.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Shoot. Okay. So before we get out of here, Alistair, can you hold us down with the this or that for the week?
Absolutely. Questions you're not ready for. Are you ready?
No.
Good. All right.
Am I doing this question too? Who's doing this?
Yes. You're involved. You are involved. Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm involved. Okay. Cool.
Whose voice would you rather have for a month? DMX or Pee Wee Herman?
DMX.
DMX.
Come on. That's easy.
Hold up. Who would you rather get dressed by? Lenny Kravitz or Russell Westbrook?
Lenny Kravitz. Just so I can meet his daughter. I think she's single right now.
I'm going to go with the Brody.
Something wrong with you, Bryce.
I'm going to go with the Brody.
Something wrong with you. I will wear a jean jacket with no shirt and meet Zoe, and you'll be over there looking weird.
Hey, bro.
I'll
be sending new trends.
Who do you have a better chance of guarding? High school Zion or Shaq?
Neither.
Shaq, because we're gonna check up at the 3-point line, and I'm gonna sit in the middle. I'm gonna sit in the middle of the paint and tell him to shoot a core like he's a bum, and he's gonna fall into the trap. Yeah, he's gonna fall into the trap.
Realistically, yeah, you're not really stopping either one of them. So, yeah, I guess I'm gonna go with Shaq. I guess.
Well, you have to.
High
school Zion could have played in the league in high school. I'm not messing with that.
OG Teen Titans or Last Airbender.
Oh man, that's a tough one. I think as far as storyline goes, you got Avatar: The Last Airbender, but
Teen Titans with Slade was crazy though.
That's the thing. Something about that version of Teen Titans hit different when you were between the ages of 12 and 14.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to be Robin and date Starfire.
Yep. I definitely did. I don't know where she was from, but.
No, Lord knows, but yeah. She was fine.
Her, with the Raven, orange hair.
The little bumblebee girl, all of them.
Yeah. Teen Titans was lit.
Teen Titans was so tough. Teen Titans, the nostalgia of that version hits way different.
I guess that's my vote, bro.
Team Titans is my vote.
Yeah, I guess Team that's Titans my vote. Is my personal I vote. Love Avatar: The Last Airbender. Don't get me wrong, but yeah.
And you actually like at that time, you actually had a tough black character, it wasn't just like little. No, he was tough. Like Cyborg was
very tough.
He was so tough.
Next question: Adventure Time or regular show?
Ouch. Adventure Time.
I love Adventure Time. Don't get me wrong, but regular show.
Adventure Time only off the strength of BMO.
BMO is lit. BMO is very lit.
What do you have a better chance of being successful at? Hitting a 100-mile-per-hour fastball or making a hit song?
Making a hit song.
I'm definitely not hitting a 100-mile-per-hour fastball. Making a hit song.
Making a hit song.
I suck at any sport that has like a a tool.
A ball?
A tool.
A ball?
A tool to hit the ball. A tool.
Yeah, no, we can make like a A and B like intro song and it would go crazy.
I think so.
No, like I already have a song. I'll send it to you guys and you guys can just hop on it and we'll just like flip the
we'll make it happen.
Yeah, we'll just flip the chorus into A and B.
I'm with it. Send me the track out.
Oh yeah. Well, I can't do it because you're gonna leak it and then it won't be big anymore.
Bro, what you mean?
Yeah, no. Well, we'll just have to get in the studio.
Why do you think I'm gonna leak it? I'm not gonna leak it, man. I won't tell anybody.
You just look like you leak shit. Like
I'm not gonna tell anybody, like, man.
We'll just link up in the studio, and then we'll just plug in. You get in, we'll just plug in every piece, and if you mess up, we'll just rewind and plug in again.
All right, man.
It'll be sweet.
Let me know. I'll line up for that.
I don't want to hear any like bars about high school though.
You said no bars about high school?
No.
Can I drop a bar about Mr. Buliak?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'm going to definitely mention you just got
puddled. That's all I need.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, you
yeah,
just got sure. What?
Puddled.
Ms. McAllister's class? That was the
Ms. great Ms. McAllister's class. Bro, and the whole little nugget with the backpack? Yo. Me and Alistair were like prank superstars in that class.
As soon as somebody got up or went to the bathroom,
Austin
throwing bags across the
Bro, and then like who brought the zip ties?
Yeah, I remember.
Somebody brought the zip ties. We had like nugget in somebody's backpack, but we only did it in Miss McAllister's class because nobody liked that class.
Because she didn't care. So it was
nugget in your backpacks was the worst, bro.
The absolute worst. But it never happened to me or Alistair, so we'd always make whoever's backpack, but then somebody had zip ties one day and we zip tied the zippers on the inside. I don't know how. And then they came back and they could not get their backpack open. Like, oh man, we were so mean, Alistair.
Oh, man. That's so high school for you though. That's what you're supposed to do.
Why would we like that? That's so messed up. We should like, I'm so sorry.
Who are you apologizing to?
Well, I puddled Alistair though.
Yeah, he did. I remember that.
Puddling was like after nuggeting got like tired and teachers would catch on. Puddling was like when somebody went up to like go to the bathroom and get like sharpen the pencil, but go whatever, throw some away. You would take a water bottle and pour water in their seat.
Sit down. Would you pour a little bit?
And then when you sit down, it's like, why are my pants wet?
Nah.
And then you just look goofy walking around. That was like
the y'all worst. Are menaces.
Yeah.
No, y'all are straight up menaces. After I got almost suspended from eighth grade doing tabletops, I gave up my prankster ways.
Oh, like on all fours and somebody pushes somebody?
Right. Up. Yeah, like, but it was funny as hell, bro, at the time. It was so funny at the time. But,
messed up.
Yeah, definitely almost got in some serious trouble at school, tabletopping people. So lesson learned. And before that's we do terrible. Wrap up and get out of here, Austin, is there anything that you want to leave the people with or is there anybody that you want to shout out or anything in particular you want to say?
No, I don't like anybody. I hate people. I hate clothes. I don't like you guys, actually.
Yes.
I hate designing. Like, I really don't like anything about anything that happened here today.
Makes sense.
I actually think you guys should stop after this episode. Like, you guys should just go work at Home Depot or something.
I'm more of a Lowe's guy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thank you guys for having me. I hope you guys, continue doing this and start getting some streams and just do it forever. Like, do it like for anybody that wants to make clothing or you want to make figurines or you want to have a like lawn care business or you want to build tree houses, like do whatever the heck you want to do. And don't let anybody tell you different. Like if you just want to be a basketball coach / clothing designer / whatever, like just do that. If you want to make podcasts forever, like do it. You want to be an MMA, just do it. Like don't sit here at 47 with four kids and like a little money in the bank or not in the bank or whatever. And just be like, dang, I wish at 25, 26, 27, at 30, at 34. I wish I would have tried X, Y, Joe, just tomorrow. Start tomorrow. And you don't gotta pick up the tools tomorrow, but do your research tomorrow. Yeah. Take an hour just to do your research or brainstorm or think about it or talk to somebody. Because I don't want anybody in my immediate circle or anybody that you got in your immediate circle. Like, man, Conrad is a great example, right? He was like a big football guy and then like, you know, kind of played basketball on the side and then got dumb serious about basketball and then wound up playing professionally, like inspiring kids and do all like, man, like that is literally the whole, like, I'm just not going to sit it. On the couch anymore. Like, I'm just going to go and put the work in, you know, like I would like saw that and I was like, man, Conrad is overplaying Australia.
Yeah.
You know? And like, I saw the work being put in. I saw the workout videos. I saw the bounce go from just a little bit, just the rim grazers to doing stupid dunks.
Stupid dunks.
Stupid dunks.
Yeah.
You know?
Stupid dunks. So like, yeah.
Anything you want to do, just put the work in. Like, if you want the podcast to be amazing, just put the work in. If I want clothes to be on some runway someday or on somebody, like, I got to put the work in. And it's that simple. So, yeah, that's all. That's really all. I just make clothes and I just coach basketball. And that's it.
Nice. Yeah. That was great. Like it literally, we went on a whole journey, like through that whole entire breakdown of the end of the episode. Do you want to give them your social medias as well? So they can
no, follow you. I know. No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
Cause I figured yeah. you didn't really like anybody. So I just wanted to.
No.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Yeah,
no. No. Perfect. You could check out Solus if you want. I got like 6 followers. It'd be nice to have 7. The social
media is more than 6.
Yo, it'd be really dumb because, like, I tried to get the social media name Solus like in 2017, and there was like some Korean guy that had it, and I was like, "Hey, man, like, I really want that name," and he was like, "Who the fuck cares?" And then that was like the biggest wake up call of all time. Just because you want something doesn't mean that anybody
doesn't mean you get it, dude. Yeah.
So I wired this guy $200, and I was like, "Give me the name," because we had talked about it, and then I'm sitting here thinking like, he's gonna give me the password, I'm gonna change my thing, we're gonna get the whole thing. And then like a week later, like I get like a notification. He sent me the money back. And he was like, nah, I really like.
He's a nice guy. So.
Yeah. And like, he just kept the name. And then like, so yeah. Anyway. Solus.
He said, anyway, Solus. Well, thank you again, Austin. We appreciate you coming through. Co-host, Stairs, anything that you want to leave the people with before we get out of here? Perhaps
absolutely.
Some elevation. That moves upwards.
Absolutely.
This week's actually the same greatness, thing twice.
The distance between your dreams and your reality is called action. Think about it. You can follow me on Instagram, There's Two Greatness. Follow me on TikTok, Alistair McQueen 21. Cranking out the content, man. That's the name of 2021. Make sure you follow our podcast page, AMB Period Podcast. Shouts to WRO Law Firm.
He had a car.
Yeah, a lawyer guy was like, yeah, trying to pull up on the pod. So shouts to Rolanzo, made a hat for him. He was like, yeah, like pretty dope. Shouts to Black Row. I heard last week, I forgot to mention it. The songs that you dropped that you got coming is nothing but fire. I'm excited. Nate said he's dropping 2 songs and a visual. I'm excited. Everybody in my circle, my square, my ecosystem, everybody keep creating, keep being great. Co-host.
Thanks, Alistair. I appreciate it. nothing really major to say. Happy Ghana Independence Day. You know, proud of where I'm from, proud of my heritage. Glad that we can celebrate this independence. Unfortunately, it's COVID, so we can't wild out and party till 7 a.m. in the morning. So, you know, next year we'll get it in and it'll be lit.
Hold on. Yo, make sure you check out Sip and Say with Lexi Sangria. We're about to pop up on there, AMB podcast. When this comes out, we've already done it, but go back and go watch it.
Yes.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah, I threw a wrench in where I was going. Well, yeah, man. Thank you guys for listening to this week's podcast. and as always, you can follow me on social media, Young Tamarack. YoungTamarack, Kofi Bryce _ on IG, KofiBryce _. And in honor of me getting ready to work on a dope project with Jay Otto, we're going to play another track from his chosen EP. So this week we'll be playing Real Love featuring Quest. And without any further ado, thank you for listening. This has been another week of the AMB podcast.
We out.
Look, started with butterflies of rose petals. Then it turned cuddle nights and gold medals. And your heart turned cold, now the love burns slow. Baby, I wanna know, was this experimental? Was this a game of charades? Cause I guess you ain't phased. I speak, you looking away. You tell me keeping your place. You got me feeling away. I wanna know how we got here, cause these feelings don't stay. Sure to take them away.
I don't want a broken heart. I just wanna know what you was looking for. All these opportunities are at the door. I always turn them down, but they come back for more. And tell me what my worth is. Do you think I'm worth it? Cause it's really hard to see when we always arguing. Baby, what's my purpose?
Love is hard to find.
It's hard to find.
So if you really want,
if you really want
it, don't let it pass you by. Don't let it pass you by. Love is hard to find. So if you really want it, don't let it pass you by. Don't let it pass you by.
I'm searching, believing it's personal reasons that you cope the season. But warm in the evening, I'm over this feeling of not knowing what it is. Your love fluctuate. It's that time of the month, not talking punctuate. It's like you give me a little when I love you a lot. They say love hard to find. Well, babe, that's all that I got.
So I guess that I'm rare. Damn, I guess you don't care if we go separate ways. I'm not taking you there. I ain't a youngin' on the black street talking about a pack heat. I just want a family. Be everything I can be, gotta be happy. So girl, I'm asking,
should we keep it platonic? I think we moving like Sonic. What's our future? Be honest. Feels like I'm choking, it's toxic. Should I purchase some boxes just to pack up these feelings? Cause you'd be sick if I lost it. Like Odell, I'm a catch. I'm trying to route this life's path. I wanna see if this lasts. You know I can't change the past. I used to love when you laughed, but nowadays I'm steady asking if this love's just a scab. Should we rip it in half? Is this too much to ask?
Love is hard to find. So if you really want it, don't let it pass you by. Don't let it pass you by. Love is hard to find. So if you really want it, don't let it pass you by. Don't let it pass you by.